Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 Seconds.
In the mid-1850s, the town of Forestville, Minnesota was the place to be.
Not only was there land available, but it was pretty much prime land. It offered timbered hillsides. There was a great water resource.
That's John Grabko, site supervisor of historic Forestville. Forestville grew and thrived in the 19th century. That is, until
1868 sees the first railroad cross the Mississippi River at La Crosse, but Forestville was bypassed. One of the devastating things about the bypassing wasn't simply that the railroad did not come there, but the railroad came so close that those settlers had an easy choice to make, to stay and live much like their fathers and grandfathers had lived, or they could pack up their wagons and literally within one day move to a railroad town.
And so many of them did. But it wasn't just that first railroad that bypassed Forestville.
In the 1870s, another line came through, and Forestville was bypassed again. Another railroad line comes through in the 1890s, misses Forestville for the third time.
Over time, Forestville became less of a boom town and more of a ghost town. The good news is the town is now maintained as a historic site, complete with costumed interpreters who can walk you through six of the town's original buildings.
MN90 is a co-production of the Minnesota Historical Society and AMPERS, diverse radio for Minnesota. Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, online at mn90.org.